This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Thursday morning. And that's right, Rhea, it is Groundhog Day. It's Groundhog Day today. John Johnson's in here.
Good morning, John Johnson. Good morning.
Great to see you here today. Al Morganti is here, of course. And It is Groundhog Day. And we are estimating here that we have, on the days that Groundhog Day fell on a weekday, we have opened with that a minimum of 25 times since the movie Groundhog Day came out 30 years ago.
Wow.
30 years ago that movie came out. And the only question I have, Al, is it going to be six more weeks of winter when we have not yet had winter?
Well, maybe.
Maybe.
One day, maybe?
We're supposed to have winter tomorrow and Saturday.
And then it'll go away Monday.
And then it'll go right away again. Boom! All right, we got a phenomenal radio program for you today. I don't know what you're planning to do. I would call out sick like Ava did because there's a lot going on here and you don't want to miss any of it, all right? Because we got our friend G Cobb up at 7, 8 o'clock. Oh, my God. Jason Kelce, the talk of America, will be on our show. Al, do you know he's bringing an obstetrician with him to Arizona because his wife is 38 weeks pregnant?
That's pretty deep.
9 months, yeah.
Well, 38.
And then that's a lot of math, man.
I didn't do the math either. I think she's maybe a week or two away.
Okay, yeah.
But they're bringing the doctor there.
Yeah,
right?
Cool.
So I got to assume, Al, for that doctor, he's getting a $5,000 seat to the Super Bowl and a lot of other amenities.
Yeah.
Should be a fun week
maybe
for the doctor.
They deliver the baby at halftime.
If he's got other.
Right on TV.
If he's got other pregnant women, good luck, because I think he's going to Super Bowl. Yeah. So he'll be out at 8 to talk about all that. And at 9 o'clock, by his own request, Al, one of my favorite people giving the national perspective on this Super Bowl is Mr. Chad Dukes
Carl
in Atlanta.
Dukes.
And here's Carl Dukes.
Chad
I'm sorry.
Chad was in D.C.
That's right. I get my Dukes messed up. But anyway, Carl will be on, Al. And Carl will tell us what it was like when he... when Atlanta hosted the Super Bowl 4 years ago.
All right.
2019.
Right.
Because one thing I have learned now, it took a long time, but now I got it. When you are in the Super Bowl, when you are involved in the Super Bowl, every single part of your life is amplified. It's way bigger. And I realized that, Al. Well, I wasn't here yesterday. Mm-hmm. I did not know about this because I got to be honest, I watch a lot of TV.
Right.
I do not watch Rachel Ray.
Okay.
Right. Joe Wechter apparently does.
Right. What?
And in the Al, from what I understand, now I don't watch it, so I get this secondhand. Mm-hmm. She was about to sample the sautéed duck just cooked.
Yeah.
And Rachel, by the looks of things, Al, eats the whole dish.
Oh my God.
No, but anyway, so
you're brutal.
Is that inaccurate? Well, anyway, it doesn't matter because just now she's got it on her fork and it's dripping all that marinated juice,
fat.
That duck fat. Mm-hmm. And then, well, Channel 6 stopped her.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Sarah Blomquist. We're breaking into regular programming to bring you breaking news. Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni is addressing the media as the Birds prepare for Super Bowl 57 in Arizona. This is the first time we've heard from the coach since he found out that the Eagles will be taking on the Kansas City Chiefs. Sirianni's just getting started. Let's listen in.
We obviously stayed at the stadium for a little bit. Took pictures with the family and things like that.
Oh, no. Oh, my God. Break into programming for that.
It's a big deal.
It was the first time since we found out they've been playing again. But Al, and I'm glad you guys did some of that yesterday, because it was the beginning of the next week and a half of pure insanity.
Yeah.
Al, people who are nobody are suddenly famous. And I saw this yesterday that is hilarious. So there's a woman named, does anyone know somebody named Ashley Martial?
No.
Ashley Martial is famous, Al, because after the Eagles won the Super Bowl, she went out partying in Center City, and they got on top of a bus stop roof.
I saw. That was bad.
And there were 20, 25 people there, and Ashley was right in the middle. Now, before I play this for you, you got to understand one thing. When they were interviewing her on Channel 6 on WPVI, at one point, the interview was interrupted when somebody driving by recognized this 15 minutes of fame, Ashley, and started yelling out, "Ashley, stay off the roof! Stay off the roof!" This is how. But listen, Al, she is now being interviewed for doing nothing but falling through a roof. Listen to this.
I could see all the way down there. All down there, people on poles. They said it was a pile of bodies and they just drug me out. The two guys that I'm holding on to, they're like, "Yeah, I feel it sinking in. It's about to pop. I can't walk straight. My head is spinning. My eyes roll back." That's Philly spirit. Because, of course, we go hard for our teams.
And let me just say, this was having the time of her life. Al, she is famous for falling through a roof and not being injured.
Yep.
Now, I'm assuming the people she landed on did not come out unscathed.
She should date the guy that ran into the pole.
She should. The guy, that was right, Al, 5 years ago, the guy that ran into the pole.
He still
was
does
famous.
It now. Jigar Desai. For good luck.
Yes. Now he does it for good luck.
Oh, yeah.
I got to assume at some point now he's going to get concussed. In fact, that's probably why he's doing it. He has been concussed. So there's another example. And at the epicenter of this inflation of everything in life is the Kelce family. And Al, yesterday, I actually saw this yesterday. Yesterday, in a live feed, Donna Kelce.
I love her.
The mom of the Kelces went public.
Yeah, okay.
And that, you don't understand, they promoted this for a day. Exclusive on the Today Show, the Kelce mom, who will she root for? I mean, this stuff is insane.
Every day.
So here's a little of Donna Kelce on the Today Show.
Are you rooting for any particular team in the Super Bowl?
Absolutely, the offense. Every time somebody has the ball.
All right, so, but Al, they're good. I guess that's Savannah Guthrie. She's very good, Al, because she would not let Donna off easy. And then we here in Philadelphia got some good news about the rooting interest of the Kelce family.
I think that Jason would say that I am going to root for the baby of the family, which is Travis. And I keep trying to tell him, no, you've given me grandchildren. So we'll leave it at that. It's always about the grands.
All right, and you know what? That's cool. And I will be playing that. I'm sure Jason's heard it, but I will play it for him so he knows that mom's on his side because he has produced offspring. In fact, I believe, Rhea, correct me if I'm wrong, the third one is imminent.
And by the way, just a little nugget on Savannah Guthrie.
Yeah.
Eagles fan.
Her
husband's from Philadelphia, and they were actually at the 49ers game. Yep.
We'll take all the support we could get. But there's more than this. All right, let me just give you one more, Travis Kelce. Because Travis, obviously the Kelce boys, they don't face each other on the field. They're both on offense.
Right.
They've been dreaming about this. And Travis said they were from when they were little kids. Except now he's not so sure. Pierce truck.
That's been the goal, is to play my brother in the Super Bowl. Now that it's actually happening, it's like, man, this is kind of sick.
Why is the goal to play me in the Super Bowl? My goal is just to play the Super Bowl. Why do you want to play me in the Super Bowl?
Because, man, I don't know. It just sounded cool and feel like that's what I wanted. But now it's like, I don't know, man. Somebody's gotta send their brother home, man.
It is such a cool story. The whole thing is just amazing, but it's massive. You understand, this is not Philadelphia sports now. This is international news. These guys, Al, are not famous in Philly or in KC. They're famous in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
They're famous in China. They're famous everywhere. It's mind-boggling. And here's Johnson. Listen to this next one. This is great. New York Post got an exclusive. You ready for this one?
Okay.
This was Tuesday. Jalen Hurts' secret girlfriend revealed.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Oh, my God.
And they had a picture. I guess her girlfriend went to the game here last Sunday and somebody got a photograph.
Yeah, they were walking off the field together.
All right, Rhea, was anyone asking who Jalen Hurts' girlfriend was?
Every aspect of every person's life on this team will be dissected over the next 10 days.
It's a huge scoop.
All right, one more, just so you understand that this is a time of extreme silliness. The NBC Sports Philadelphia website. You want to hear the I'm going to read for you the headline. I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't read the story. All right, here's the headline. We finally know which uniforms the Eagles will use in the Super Bowl.
Well, we know half of them.
No, we know them.
Yesterday
we didn't know what the pants were.
Apparently, this is something you were concerned about.
We were trying to see which. We figured out which. They put the jersey, but they didn't put the pants.
Here's the deal.
Oh. All
right. It's the same jersey. It's a patch. It's a green jersey.
Yeah.
A green jersey.
Yeah, but they have different color combinations.
They have different colors. We wanted to know the colors.
It's green.
And white pants, right?
And the patch has got a lot of colors.
Yeah.
I wasn't waiting to find that out.
Oh, people were.
People bought a box. Yeah.
Somebody going, you know what? I was going to watch the Super Bowl, but they're not wearing the green shirt.
Let me explain to you how people.
I don't like the patch. I'm not watching.
How people will approach Super Day Sunday. Super Day. They need to know because if they have that color jersey, they'll wear that as opposed to the white.
And we are currently residing in the land of the stupid.
Okay. Do you know how many jersey sales took place after they showcased that jersey?
I don't know, and I don't care. Whoa. You understand?
Yeah, you're the one.
I'm hardcore. I'm a hardcore sports enthusiast.
Tell me you didn't look for Jalen Hurts' girlfriend.
Oh, no, I didn't. That was different. And let me just say, Jalen, good job. Nice work. All right, finally, here's what we're going to do today, because we got a Jason Kelce jersey. Other great prizes to give away today.
Yo.
Here's how you win today. I always do this on the third. This is our third Super Bowl now. So I've only done it three times.
Okay.
It's sacrifice day. All right? What would you be willing to sacrifice for the Eagles to win the Super Bowl? Rhea, you got something?
You.
Well.
Wow. There we go. That's a great start.
What's up, Felicia? We'll see how much you're laughing when I'm gone. Al, and here's what I'm doing. I'm not kidding. You know how much this means to me, beating Andy Reid. Mm-hmm. I'm not lying, Al. I'm going to do this. Mm-hmm. I will give up for this victory in the Super Bowl for one entire year.
Right.
Red meat.
Why?
Nothing. What? No reaction.
Why?
Red meat. No burgers. It's like Lent, Al, but it's for a whole year.
Ange, do you want to make this count?
Red meat.
Give up retirement.
No way. Don't do that to me, Johnson.
How about red sauce?
Ooh, that's good.
There we go.
I'm going deeper is red meat. What will you give up for the Eagles to win?
But once it's cooked, it's not red anymore.
I knew it.
Rhea, stop trying to find loopholes. I tell you, Al, red meat. And I'm not going to be on the air, so you won't know.
Yeah, really. But, like, this would be like, God, I'll do this if you just get me through this.
But understand this. Right. If the Eagles win,
Sorry about that, God. Yeah, just fooling.
Oh, and I'll also give up all dairy products.
Oh, you're lactose immobile.
See, that's insincere.
Lactose immobile.
I will.
Very shallow
lactose
start.
Lactose intolerant.
Wait, intolerant.
I'm not lactose immobile.
They move like
you
a cow.
Will be once you drink it.
Walter from Brookhaven will kick us off today. Hi, Walt.
Good morning, Angelo. How you guys doing?
Well, you know, it's exciting. We're 10 days away. What are you feeling?
Oh, man, I am so through the roof about this. This is unbelievable.
What do you like most, Walt? What makes you most excited about being in the big game?
I am super excited to see our offense kick some butt on Andy Reid. He's not going to know what hit him. And I really feel bad for Andy Reid as much as you do.
No, well, I got to tell you, I love that matchup. I don't think their defense is any better than middle of the road. And your middle of the road defense is Super Bowl, highly exploitable. This is where you need your offensive-minded coaches to come up with some good stuff.
Yeah, I think they will. And I don't think it's going to be that much of a matchup. I picked the Eagles to beat the 49ers by a large margin, double digits, and it happened. And I think it's going to be another 10-point victory over Kansas City.
All right, well, let's just say it is. Do you realize how wonderful this season would be if you not only had the best record of the NFL, but then had three easy victories in the playoffs? How great! What? Who would have ever seen that? And yet you just need one more nice, easy win, and you had a cakewalk to the parade.
Yeah, and then what's everybody going to say then? Like, oh, we didn't play anybody.
Yep.
You know, we didn't play any quarterbacks. You know, it was so easy for us. You know,
well, we'll see, Walt. That, something tells me we're going to see a game along the lines of 5 years ago. A lot of points, a lot of yards, a lot of stuff. That's what I'm seeing from 10 days away. Walt, what would you sacrifice for that victory?
I got a question for you. Why would John Lynch show his team a video from 20 years ago about an interception on the Eagles?
Maybe because he's stupid.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
I think that's stupid. Walter.
Easy enough.
What are you willing to give up? You're going to have a parade. You're going to be thrilled for months. What are you willing to give up for that?
I'll give up sex.
Sex. Ooh. For how long, Walt?
For a year.
1 year. Are you married?
No.
All right, Walt, yes, we'll take it. Walt Al is giving up sex for a year.
Your thoughts, Al.
Right.
But what will his hand do?
Joe Wechter's trying to get that line in, and I won't go there. He wanted me to say it. What is he going to do, cut his hand off? Won't do it. Too classy. 215, would not go there. Would not even bring it up on here. 215-592-9494. What are you willing to sacrifice? When we come back, oh, my God, major announcements about Keith Jones, about Borgata, and advice from a San Francisco fan on how you should act when you're facing the Eagle fans. All great stuff when we return. WIP Sports Time, 668.
Brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation. Eagles nor the Chiefs practice Wednesday. They did issue estimated injury reports. Lane Johnson, Avante Maddox, and Lane Dickerson on it, but expected to play. For the Chiefs, all three of their wide receivers are banged up. Juju Smith-Schuster, knee. Mecole Hardman, pelvis. Kadarius Toney, ankle/hammy. Their starting cornerback, Lajarius Sneed, dealing with a concussion. Sixers, 105-94 of the Magic. 28 points from Joel Embiid, 26 from James Harden. NovaCare is your trusted physical therapy partner throughout the Delaware Valley. Schedule your appointment today at NovaCare.com to get back to what you love. NBC 10 First Alert forecast, mix of clouds and sun, a high of 42, it is currently 29. To stream 94 WIP, tell your smart speaker to play 94 WIP.